Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest-growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 150,000 listeners in over 70 countries worldwide. We have an incredible show for you today. From 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing Emma Louise Hansen and her partner, Erik John Carstensen of Norway. Emma is a contactee of the Andromeda Galaxy and is in regular contact with them. She has important messages for humanity from the Andromedans, and she's currently in Barcelona, Spain, where she and Erik just finished attending a fabulous international UFO conference. During the second hour, from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be interviewing three incredible psychics who will be channeling messages from the ancient Incas at Machu Picchu. Jerry Bedlington of the Angel Team Healing will be first, followed by Carolyn White, a fantastic aura reader from Olympia, Washington, and then Judy Kelly from the Los Angeles area, who I consider one of the best psychics in the United States. I'd also like to mention some upcoming events. From October 26th to the 29th, there will be a wonderful water conference in Sofia, Bulgaria. For more information about this wonderful conference, please see their website at www.waterconference.org. One of the speakers at the conference will be a wonderful professor named Professor Jerry Pollack of the University of Washington. He's considered one of the world's most famous water scientists, and his laboratory relies on donations for support. If you'd like to send a donation to help support Professor Pollack in his wonderful research, please email him at ghp@u.washington.edu. There will also be a 10th annual Peace Pilgrim celebration tomorrow on September 23rd and 24th at the Peace Pilgrim Park at the 500 block location of London Avenue in Egg Harbor City, New Jersey. For more information about this wonderful event, please see their website at peacepilgrim100.com. Tomorrow on Saturday, September 23rd, I'll be at the Emerald Spiral Psychic Fair from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you'd like a reading or just to come by and say hi, please come to the Kemp Commons at 525 North 4th Avenue North in Kent, Washington. With that, I'd like to briefly bring on Astara, who's the head of the Emerald Spiral, so she can talk about the psychic fair. I hope we can reach her. We'll try to reach her now, and if we can't, then we'll just talk about it. At the fair, I'll be doing readings, and I'll also have a fair special of only $10 for 10 minutes. I'll also have several of the 528 Hertz tuning forks, and those forks actually send out a love vibration. Now, this is a very special thing I've got because not only will I have the tuning forks there, but I'll also have crystals from Mount Shasta. I was in Mount Shasta several weeks ago, and I took them to Ascension Rock where the wonderful spirits of Telos came out and Hollow Earth and infused their beautiful love energy of Lemuria right into the crystals. So when you hit one of these tuning forks with one of these crystals, you get this beautiful love vibration going everywhere. Also, I wanted, while we're getting on Astara on the phone, I also wanted to say that from October 7th through the 17th, I'll be giving presentations in Machu Picchu and leading a small group to visit Machu Picchu, Cusco, with a possible side trip to the Nazca Lines and the museum at Paracas, which contains elongated extraterrestrial skulls. If possible, now I know they had an earthquake in Mexico, we'll be also stopping in Mexico City to explore the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon. The cost for this guided tour with me is just $300 per person. Airfare and accommodations are extra. And we'll be also meditating for world peace at the nearly 8,000 elevation Machu Picchu on Friday, October 13th. The crypt includes all free psychic readings with me and communication with the ancient Inca spirits of Machu Picchu. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or give me a call anytime at 509-750-9793 here in the United States or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339 in the United States and Canada. With that, Erik, do we have Astara on? Let's bring her on quickly. Astara, hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so glad you could come on and talk briefly about your Emerald Spiral. You're down at the Kent Commons, and I believe that address is 525 4th Avenue down in Kent. It's just a few minutes. Yeah, just a few minutes south of Seattle. And you have, about 3,000 vendors there? Just joking.
We have 93 plus vendors there.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. Wonderful. And then you'll also have a series of people giving lectures, including myself, at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yes. You have a talk, Messages from the Masters, at 3 o'clock. And in the Mill Creek Room, mm-hmm. we've got two rooms, the Interurban Room and the Mill Creek Room. Mm-hmm. And so we've got Jesse Dujari doing Be Your Own Healer, Oracle, and Guide, Connecting to the Infinite Consciousness of Your Higher Self.
Wonderful.
Dr. Christian Scoresman, An Introduction to Hypnosis and Self-Hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Dewey Meyer on Energy Boundaries for Impasse.
Mm-hmm.
Manifesting Beyond the Law of Attraction and the Secret with Joan Newcomb.
Mm-hmm.
Break the Mold, Family Pattern, Family Karma with Reverend Elizabeth Borges. And Introduction to the Knowledge Book, that's in the Interurban Room. You want me to tell you it's in the Mill Creek Room?
Well, that's okay. I just want to say you have some incredible people speaking there tomorrow. That's wonderful.
Yeah, very excited. We have a great group of people. And these lectures are free.
Wonderful.
We have Dr. Carl Anderson, who does a class and a workshop on Bach flower remedies.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Anderson, Runes with Rory Brisky, The Ancient and Mysterious Symbols of a Forgotten Age. Outwitting Your Karma, The Law of Cause and Effect with Richard Conant. Clear the Clutter with Jean Verminsky. Rock Your Intuition with Claudia Chica, and you doing Messages from the Masters. And then the last class at 4 o'clock in the Mill Creek Room is a workshop where you can formulate your own personal Bach flower remedy blend.
Oh, how nice. Well, Astera, you're putting on a wonderful fair, and I hope everyone listening to this message in the Seattle, Tacoma, Portland, even Vancouver area, I hope you can come down to this wonderful psychic fair from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. I'll be there, and there'll be lots of other wonderful people there, too. And so, Astera, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
And you're welcome.
Okay. All right. We'll see you tomorrow, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
I will. You too.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'd like to thank everyone so much for the support for this radio program, because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the donate button at the upper right-hand corner of the webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. I also want to thank everyone around the world who helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a better place. And I especially want to thank Jan Rossini of California for her wonderful contribution to the Hopi Clean Water Project. We had a show on that a couple weeks ago, and we're getting now, thanks to the efforts of Leon McLaughlin and his wonderful friends and Martha Childress, clean water machines for the Hopi Indians, who are currently drinking arsenic-tainted water, which is killing them and making them sick. But thanks to your support, this is changing, and we're all going to work together to give them clean water. I also did a television show on the Hopi Water Project last Saturday for my Out of This World television show, and it should be aired soon. I'll be happy to give you out the link when it's posted on YouTube. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma and the Ryan Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. And with that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol's designing my website, providing wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting me, and my angelic and earthly family, and of course, KKNW. I have a spiritual program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you're interested, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. And before we start our show today, I'd like to ask everyone to send lots of love and light to Florida, as well as the people of Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, the Virgin Islands, and everyone who's been affected by the hurricanes in the Caribbean. I'd also like everyone to send lots of love and light to the people in Mexico who've been hard hit by this earthquake last week. And with that, I'd like to bring in my good friend, Pat Rasmussen. I'll give Eric a chance to get her on the line. Hopefully she's available. She's a local medicine woman from the Olympia, Washington area, who's doing some special prayers today to heal the earth today. And in a few minutes, I'd like to bring her on briefly to talk about her work. Before we go on to our first guest, Pat wrote a personal blog, and I want to read this briefly for you. She wrote, at this time, we're seeing unprecedented extreme hurricanes, flooding, fires, and earthquakes. The fall equinox is tomorrow on September 23rd, and as my guest Susan Isabel with the Mayan Skull said on my show a week ago, this is the birth. This is the birth of a new planet because all these different Earth events. Pat said wrote that the flooding in Texas, in Houston, Texas, in particular, was a way for the planet to clean itself because of the negativity associated with the oil industry, she said that all of these events are happening for a reason. I just hope that not too many people are getting hurt by these earthquakes and certainly by the flooding in Texas and all the earth changes. We're trying to reach Pat now. Unfortunately, we can't seem to reach her. So what we will do next, if we can, is go on to our guest Emma Louise Hansen and our partner Jan Erik Karstensen. They're from Norway, but they're currently in Barcelona, Spain, attending a wonderful UFO conference there with Corey Good, Dr. Michael Sala, and a whole bunch of wonderful, fascinating people. And we'll bring Emma on in just a few minutes. For those out there, I want to thank you so much for the support of this program. And also, too, if you can, I'm asking everyone to please send lots of love and light to my good friend Orion. He's still battling with his throat cancer. It started to come back here within the last 2 weeks, so I'm asking everyone to redouble up on their efforts of sending love and light to Orion to help him heal. And I want to tell you also some good news. Dr. William Mountain Tacoma is feeling much better now, thanks to sending lots of love and light to him. My book on Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Masaru Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done. Former Canadian Defense Minister Paul Hellyer wrote the foreword, and the book is now available on Amazon and CreateSpace. If you'd like a personal autographed copy, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. or call me at 509-750-9793, and I'd be happy to send you an autographed book. The book is all about humanity's beautiful, bright future, as well as what would have happened if President Kennedy had lived. There are also many messages from Nostradamus and Jack and Bobby Kennedy on what our beautiful future's like. I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States earlier this year. Because of the success of the conference, I'll be having my fourth annual conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Steilacoom Road in Olympia, Washington, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. If you registered early, you'll save on the registration price. The cost, if you wait till next year, is $197 per person. But if you register before the end of the year, before December, the cost will be about $147. So my producer, Eric, has just given me the thumbs-up sign. He's saying that Emma's on the line, so I'd like to bring on Emma Louise Hansen and her wonderful partner, Jan Erik, from Norway. They're actually in Barcelona, Spain right now. Emma and Jan Erik, how are you doing today?
Hello, Ted.
Hello, Ted.
Okay, hello. Good. Is it late there now? I didn't mean to wake you up or anything.
Did it sound like you were sleeping?
Yeah, it sounds like you're a little sleepy, but that's okay. That's all right. Have some coffee.
It's only 11 o'clock in the evening.
It's 11 o'clock. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good.
We are not having coffee, but we are having lots of water.
Lots of water. Okay, well, that's probably That's probably healthier than lots of coffee, so that's good. Or if you drink alcohol tonight, you may not be able to be sound intelligible here on the show.
So, no, I don't think so.
So good. So I'm so glad you're both here. Now, very briefly, you're attending a UFO congress there, and there's some pretty amazing people there, including Dr. Michael Sala. He's a good man. Corey Good, Enrique de Vicente from Spain, Jaime Masson from Mexico, Laura Eisenhower from the United States. Could you briefly tell me, I remember we spoke about this a couple days ago, what new information Dr. Sala and perhaps Corey Good might have?
Yeah, I give that word to Jan Erik.
Yeah, that was an amazing lecture from Sala. He was talking about this. The new lecture was about all his, about a new book he has. And in the end of his lecture, he talked about the hurricanes we you all have in USA lately, so the four hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks special about one of them, Irma,
mm-hmm.
who was controlled into Florida. And he talked about this satellite, this space program. And their satellite was pointed out in the 90s. And they're using these satellites to use a microwave beam down into the ocean to heat up the ocean to get the hurricane much more heated up to get more powerful.
John Eric, I don't mean to interrupt, my friend, but why on earth would anybody in their right mind, I'm not saying the cabal is sane, but why on earth would anybody in their right mind use a satellite to microwave the ocean to heat it up to cause a hurricane and to cause even more damage to humanity? That's just interesting. I'd like to ask that question.
This is the mental thing of the whole thing. This is ununderstandable for normal people to mm-hmm. understand. Why do anyone want to hurt people?
Right. Mm-hmm. Sure.
People do not understand that, because this is an agenda against the humanity to get them under control, literally now. Mm. And this hurricane was attacking Florida, and special the Air Force Base Tampa, on the day of 9/11.
Oh,
because
interesting.
They was attacking this because they starting investigation now what Corrigan had talked about on disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are not involved in these programs, in secret space program, they don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because this secret space program, the Navy and the Air Force was split. I think it was in the 60s or the 70s. It was split.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now on two paths.
Mm.
So the secret Navy space program do not give any intel back to the Air Force.
Mm. Interesting.
So they were telling, if you, with this hurricane, was actually damaged the Air Force Base in Tampa, do not start the investigation and ask the Navy about this space program.
Hmm.
Because what happened on 9/11 in 2001 mm-hmm. will happen to you if you continue that path they're doing now. So this was a message to the military.
I see. I had a very interesting conversation with my good friend Simon Parks from England a few months ago. And
yeah.
I really like Simon. He's a good man. He's got a good heart.
Yeah, yeah.
And he knows about the reptilians because his and the cabal, because his soul is one third reptilian. And he was explaining the differences in the US military, and I had no idea these differences. So if it's okay, I'd like to share this with you from what he told me. And he said that there's clear differences between the roughly four branches of the U.S. military. He said the U.S. Army is the best because 90% of it has its free will and it has very little control by the reptilians. In comparison, the U.S. Navy is about 50-50. It's 50% controlled by the negative elements and the reptilians, and 50% free will, because so much of their resources go into the secret space program. He also said something very interesting about the Air Force is that the majority of the top-level generals in the Air Force are controlled by the reptilians and the negative cabal, and because they want the technology and they're very interested in how the negative extraterrestrials can aid them in building new and different airplanes and UFOs. We've got UFO technology, and a lot of that's from the Air Force. He said that the Marines are pretty much untouched by the reptilians, as is the Coast Guard. And what he pointed out to me is that in press conferences that President Trump has had with the military, you look at the look at who's there and who's not there. He's surrounded himself with U.S. Army generals, and U.S. Marine generals, but nobody from the Air Force. And I don't think there's been any admirals from the Navy who've shown up. And he said that's a telltale sign. Look, it's pretty obvious when you think, ask yourself, why doesn't President Trump surround him with himself with representatives of all the branches of service? And he doesn't because he knows that some of them are entirely corrupted by the negative elements. But your story about the Air Force is very interesting. So they came in and they destroyed this Air Force base, you said, in Tampa, Florida?
Yeah, they didn't destroy it, but the wind force was so strong, it actually damaged the base a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But they had started to evacuate the base a day before the people. Mm-hmm. But still, there was a message to them, do not go on that path. Hmm. To start investigation, what's actually in the space program?
Well, why don't all of us in the United States call upon President Trump to start an investigation, to investigate what's in the secret space program and what's going on with the Air Force and why they targeted that Air Force base? That would be the obvious thing to do. Who cares what the cabal wants to do? They have no authority over me, and they have no authority over the people of the United States or the world, for that matter, and we should stand up to them.
Yeah, so true, so true. Mm-hmm. This is happening all, I think everyone in a high position around the world, especially NATO, knew about this. Hmm. Everyone in a high position.
Interesting.
They knew. Well, they're actually afraid of a much moment, and that is... I just have to say this since we are talking about these things, because it's very important to know that we are in a process of ascension at the moment. And earlier, there have been this hijacking of negative extraterrestrial or alien, if like, of the ascension process. And they have invaded or taken the planetarian logos and invaded the and tampered with the ley lines in the world, to control different groups, to genetically modify human beings to become slaves. And you know that in the Planetarian Logos, it was supposed to be Templars, templates, about the ascension process. And we have been completely cut off from our higher consciousness and our 12 DNA strings. And we have been born into chaos and negativity. So in the process that we are in now, we are actually starting to get back to this. We are carrying these templates inside of us. And I'm going to talk more about that later. You know, all the things that are happening to this planet at the moment is a direct attack on Mother Gaia. And Mother Gaia is very important for humanity's extension, that we are supposed to go in at this moment. And there are an agenda from the dark forces and from the cabal. And that agenda is to lure us into artificial ascension. But we are not supposed to go into the artificial ascension. We are going into the natural ascension. But in the times we are in now, we are in upheaval in this world, and there will be a split in two, and we will have one group that will be blindly following the artificial ascension, and we will have one group following the natural ascension.
Well,
and
if you don't mind, President Kennedy he's been wanting to say he wants to say a few words to you now about this whole process.
Yeah.
Book, Messages from the Masters, includes messages from President Kennedy, among other great spirits. And one of the big messages he wants to share now with you and everyone listening today is that the ascension process would have started back in 1963 had he not been assassinated by Lyndon Baines Johnson, J. Edgar Hoover, the CIA, and the banks of the Federal Reserve and the Mafia. We would be so far ahead of the game now. But Jack Kennedy also tells me now that it is our destiny as humanity on this planet and Mother Earth to ascend into the higher dimensions. That means a planet without crime, without war, where people live in peace and harmony and have a beautiful life. And I think if you gave this to a vote for everybody on the planet, everybody would of course be be in favor of this. However, there are some negative elements here, he said, and the same negative forces which killed him back in November 22nd, 1963, they're still around, but they're not going to win this battle. They're going to lose it, and they're getting actually, he said, he tells me now, they're getting very, very desperate to do anything they can to hold on to their power. But this whole thing with the hurricanes and attempting to destroy a U.S. Air Force base in Tampa, Florida, it's just not going to work. So that's what he's telling me now.
It's not going to work. And I have got a lot of information about these things. And I have information about why they are digging into Earth and making all these underground bases where the so-called elite and call them just dark forces, cabal, whatever you like to call them. I have got information why they're actually digging down under Earth, because they are trying to hide.
Believe
it won't work, because people in this time, they're kind of believing that we are going toward doomsday, but it's absolutely not doomsday for us. But it's absolutely doomsday for the elite and the dark forces.
Well,
that's 100% sure.
I agree with you totally. And so does Jack Kennedy and all the other great spirits. They've all come in now to tell you that you're absolutely right, Emma. They just
yeah,
won't.
Thank
it
you.
Won't. It won't work, period. And so one of the best things you can do, if you hear a news story on television or even on the radio, turn it off. Just turn it off.
Yep.
And follow your heart mind as to what's true and what isn't true. You know,
that's very what you said there, that is very important, because through the media channels, the mainstream media channels and the mainstream radio channels, or the popular music, like especially the pop culture, and I'm not afraid to say this, but most of it has these frequencies that are penetrating our brain and literally programming us. So if you're starting to just shut it down, you will actually see after a couple of weeks, things are starting to happen in you. That's very positive for yourself and for humanity as one.
Well, it's a process. The ascension process is something that not even the cabal can stop. They just can't.
Exactly.
Period. And so I'm looking forward to a beautiful, bright future for not only ourselves, but our children and our children's children, and for many future generations. Because I've seen the future, and I know it's going to be a wonderful time for all of us here on the planet.
It is.
One thing I want to ask you, Emma and Jan Erik, and I want to thank you both so much for coming on today or tonight. Actually, it's late there in Barcelona, Spain, where you are. I know, Emma, you've been in contact with your friends in the Andromeda Galaxy, which are benevolent human extraterrestrials far away from here. But what messages do they have for our for humanity and how we can make this a better planet?
Well, they have a lot of things to say, actually. The 12th of September, about the same time as we are speaking now, actually, but in Norwegian time, I was out with my dog, and I started to see these stars that were very huge, abnormally huge on the sky.
Oh, yeah.
And I also was a little bit, what kind of star is this? Because it doesn't, you know, I look at the sky very often, so I kind of know where the stars are supposed to stand in different time during the day. And this didn't fit into the picture. And suddenly the star just jumped down under the sky, and a huge blast came out of the sky. And I will make this story very short, but I will write it in details on my webpage later this week. But just about 5 to 8 minutes later, I was standing in a place where there's a lot of space around me. It was very dark that evening, and a clear sky. And I was talking to Jan Erik on the phone. And suddenly... I said to him that, well, I see these triangle-shaped stars all over the place. And I know that there is not this many star images that are triangled, a little bit, you know, dragged sure. out triangles. Mm-hmm. And suddenly these triangles, they flipped around and a fleet of five starships were showing themselves physically on the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really, really, really very close to where I was standing. And that night I started to get downloadings. And they were so profound that I couldn't believe it. Mm. And I have to say that during this conference in Spain now, Laura Eisenhower was a presenter, and she had an amazing lecture. I don't think that there were so many there that really understood what she was actually presenting, but mm-hmm. she was presenting a lot of information that is confirming the things that I'm going to talk about now. So,
well, you know, Emma, in your yeah. own right, you're wonderful. You've got wonderful information. You've been in contact with the Andromeda Galaxy for years.
Yeah.
And
yes.
with all due respect to Laura Eisenhower, I like her and I've heard her say a lot of things before, and she has a lot of information. But I want you to come forward and give me your messages from the Andromedans now. So.
Yeah. But this is the messages that I got downloaded that night and that mm-hmm. day after.
Wonderful.
So at this time, the Andromeda has this galactic core that spirals and connects to the Milky Way core. And this is happening under the ascension cycles that we are under now. And the galactic center and the Andromeda galactic core are crisscrossing each other. And this is actually part of the original core of the creation.
Mm-hmm.
The planet, or planet Earth, has come to a time where we are going or returning actually into a consciousness that I have been presented as the avatar consciousness.
Mm.
I know that a lot of spiritual communities are talking about the Christ consciousness,
mm-hmm.
but I have been told that it is the avatar consciousness, and the avatar consciousness is a perfect alignment between the feminine and the masculine.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also seeing a return of the divine feminine coming. And I actually... in my vision here the other day, I have told you earlier about the new Earth, and I've been talking a lot about the new Earth, but I have actually seen more of the vision now. And to be honest, I would call it a prophecy, because that's what mm-hmm. it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
And we all hear a lot about these solar flares that's happening now, and we hear about this solar flash. And I also been told by people that there are ancient texts that talk about prophecies that's involving the solar flash. And I have been told actually that from many, many thousand years ago, I was involved with creating, it was not just me, I do not take credit for this alone.
Mm-hmm.
We were millions creating this etherical golden pyramids out in the universe, and mm-hmm. I believe that Scott Lemriel is writing about it in his book as well.
Mm.
These pyramids have been activated for a long time, and they have been sending this beautiful energy towards the Earth, and it have now for a long time been working to make a pure and clean portal through or sun, and the last solar flare that was, I don't remember the date now, but it's not maybe a week ago?
Yeah, mm-hmm. a week ago.
Yeah. It was a huge solar flare, and they said that if this solar flare actually hit the Earth, it would have burned us up, but it hit the other way. And this was actually purifying a blast to create this portal, so this new beautiful energy from this etherical pyramids can come down to Earth. And what's coming with this solar flash is actually you can call it a wave of beautiful light. I see this light as very white, almost a little bit silverish and a little bit of gold in it.
Mm-hmm.
And this wave is actually going to go all over the planet, all around the planet.
Beautiful.
And yes, and this, I have to say that this light is actually penetrating everyone, and this will increase our ascension process very, very fast. And even the people that are apathic and not awake today will have a huge effect of this. And the reason they are digging underground is because the one who are ruling this planet at the moment, they do not want to go through that light, because this light will actually polarize them.
Mm-hmm.
And their souls will be taken back to source to be recalibrated again. They think that they can actually hide underground, but this light that's coming is penetrating Earth to the core.
I wanted to interject something. I've been told by my friends in the Galactic Alliance that they're slowly stopping the chemtrails, and I've also been told too that the chemtrails are an attempt to block out the sun, to block out these higher vibrations from reaching humanity on this planet, so we don't ascend. Of course, it's not going to work, but they're still trying. That was one of the purposes of the secret chemtrail program. And there's something else I want to correlate with you on what you said. Thank you so much for sharing that, Emma. A couple of months ago, I went under a hypnosis session with a wonderful hypnotist, Ray Zukowski, at the Crystal Voyage Spiritual Center in Tacoma. And he took me 2 or 3 years in the future, and at that point, the frequency of the planet Earth had gone to 800 hertz. That's very significant, because for tens of thousands of years, what's called the Schumann resonance, or the frequency of planet Earth, was at 7.8 hertz. That was in September, about a year ago, 2016. It then jumped to 36 hertz Christmas time, then 40 hertz in January of this year, spiked to 120 in May, and now it's up 150. It might even be higher. I just was told it was higher than that now. But at 800 hertz in 2 or 3 years, they're saying two. The Chinese government, the corrupt Chinese government, will completely collapse, and many people will be really waking up on this planet, because there will be no other alternative. For those entities or humans who refuse to go along with the ascension process, or instead prefer the old ways of fighting and conflict, there's a new planet, a new Earth, actually, which has been set aside for them. It's on the other side of the solar system, in the same orbital path as this planet here. But it's like it's in third dimension, but a kind of a lower part of third dimension. And this is the place where George Bush Sr. will go. Lyndon Baines Johnson will end up going. A lot of the negative entities, Rockefellers, will end up there. And it's a decision by the Supreme Being, or the Prime Creator, for them to go to this place, that if they want to go, if they continue on their negative path, they will go to this lower dimensional Earth, and they'll be there for 25,800 years to work at their karma in one of a Mayan cycle. What's significant tomorrow? Now it's already September 23rd. Well, it's already September 23rd in Japan and in Asia and Australia, but the fall equinox starts September 23rd, and Susan Isabel, another psychic who I had on my show a week ago, said that this was the start of a new birth of a new planet. And she's doing wonderful shamanic and spiritual ceremonies on top of Mount Shasta tomorrow there. So if you are in the Mount Shasta area, please join Susan Isabel and her Native American friends in heralding in this new planet. She has a wonderful bookstore, a spiritual center in downtown Mount Shasta. But it's very, very important. I tried to get on Pat Rasmussen earlier. She's a local Native American woman here in the Seattle area. I'll see if we can, Eric, if you wouldn't mind trying to reach her now. We couldn't reach her before, and then she called in. But anyway, please continue, Emma and John. Eric, I'd love to hear more of what you have to say.
Yeah. Well, I have my galactic family have said to me that there are a couple of things that they think it's very important that I inform as many people as possible about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this avatar consciousness that has returned to Earth. In this consciousness, mm-hmm. it actually lays in every human being at the moment,
mm-hmm.
but there are specific beings on this planet, not everyone, but specific beings that are carrying these templates and they have these missions, like myself and others. They have this ability to access these templates inside, and this is the templates for the ascension process.
Beautiful.
And they are going to help everyone with the natural ascension process. And this avatar consciousness is the one that's going to restore or rehabilitate, restore the natural timelines to preserve the human sovereignty. I don't know how to pronounce
you
that word.
You did just fine. Serenity.
Serenity.
Uh-huh, right.
Yeah, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So during this, actually for 1 year ago, my galactic family told me that I was going to Montserrat and having a secret ceremony there.
Beautiful.
And yeah, and I had no idea when I was going or anything. That's only a couple of months since that I got a opportunity to go here.
Isn't...
And they also...
Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
and,
ahead.
Yeah, and they also told me that you we will give you a shamanic wand. And they told me specific how this shamanic wand were looking like. And it was made of wood. It had a blue crystal and a quartz crystal in each end. And it had this spiral around it in silver.
Beautiful.
And I was looking all around for this wand. And I ended up saying in this spring to my family that, you know, I can't find this wand any place. And they said to me, well, we didn't say that you should find it. We said that it will come to you.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
wonderful, wonderful.
And right before I went to Montserrat, a friend of mine that I haven't seen in over a year, we decided to go out for a walk. And after that walk, she said to me, I have a present for you. I just got the message in a meditation that I had to give this to you. And she had a shamanic wand exactly like the one my galactic family told me that I was going to receive.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, Emma, if you could, I'd like to just please stay on for just a few minutes. I want to bring in Pat Rasmussen, who's a Native American elder and a shaman, a shawoman from the Olympia, Washington area, and she's doing a ceremony today to help heal the earth. I want to bring her on. I tried to call her earlier. We weren't able, but she's available now. We'll just have her on for a few minutes. Pat, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great.
Great. Could you please explain for a few minutes what you're doing today?
I'm leading a global medicine wheel ceremony. And my teacher, Bavado Rainbow Thunderheart, who was an Eastern Shoshone medicine person, Benny LeBeau, traveled the world doing medicine wheel ceremonies. And these medicine wheel ceremonies are meant to clean the earth of negativity. So he taught us that with our thoughts, words, actions and emotions, we put negativity into the earth, into the environment, and it stays there unless it gets cleaned out. So he and his elders learned from petroglyphs in the Southwest how to do the medicine wheel ceremonies, and he began doing them. And they're basically two vortexes, a vortex to the left and a vortex to the right. And the vortex to the left cleans and clears negativity out of the environment, and the vortex to the right charges the environment with peace, love, joy, and harmony. So he taught the use of vortexes, but Mother Earth uses vortexes and other things to clean herself. So we, with our, as I said, our thoughts, words, actions, and emotions, put negativity into the environment, into the earth, and she has to clean it out.
Right.
The way that she cleans herself is with hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, forest fires. And so I've been watching these hurricanes, the extreme hurricanes that we've been having,
mm-hmm.
and you notice that the hurricane, if you look at the satellite photos of them, that they are in going in a vortex to the left, a negative vortex, the cleaning and clearing vortex.
Pat, if I could stop you right there, I have my good friends Emma Louise Hansen and her partner Jan Erik Carstensen. They're in Spain right now and they're listening. And Emma, and Jan Erik, I'd love your reaction to what Pat's doing.
Yes, absolutely. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I think it's beautiful because this is actually what I'm talking about when I'm saying that the avatar consciousness is coming down with all these templates that gets activated inside of us. And when this gets activated, we just know what to do. And that's what Pat are doing now. And I have my ancestors from the Hopis and the Maya here with me, and they are saying that continue the work because it's so beautiful, and this is exactly what's planned a long, long time ago from the beginning of the creation, that this was going to happen now in the time of ascension. And yes, there is true, there are natural occurred hurricanes, and there are those that are not so natural, but Mother Earth are using all kinds of different ways to cleanse herself, and she's also using us as a tool to help her in this goal.
That's,
so it's beautiful.
That's one of the reasons why I'm going. I've been invited to Machu Picchu in Peru to give presentations. Also, too, I have a very special crystal. It's from the Sphinx that was given to me in June by a friend of mine when I was at Mount Shasta, and she said, "Ted, I want you to take this to a spiritual place." And so the spiritual place I decided to give it is at Machu Picchu, which is one of the most spiritual places in the world. When I'll be doing some prayers and meditation for planetary healing. That'll be on Friday, October 13th, from Peru. I'll be right at Machu Picchu, and I hope to have a live broadcast from then if we can get the internet. If we can't, we'll do a pre-record. But Pat, I want to flip back to you real quick, and thank you so much for coming on today. You're down at the Tumwater Falls Historical Park, is that right, where you're doing your cleaning today?
Yes, I'm in Olympia at the Tash sacred site where the Tash people lived for 10,000 years doing ceremonies and taking care of the earth. And so I'm at this sacred site because there are sacred sites all over the planet.
Right.
And some of them, we know they're there, but the earth knows they're there. So the Earth Wisdom Foundation, that was started by Babado, I have over 150 people all around the planet doing medicine wheel ceremonies on this day of the equinox.
Oh, how nice. Thank you.
By connecting to each other through our hearts, we are cleaning and clearing and then charging with peace, love, joy, and harmony all the sacred sites on the planet and through the ley lines in between them.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Pat, I appreciate your help so much. For those of you in the Seattle area, you can go down to the Tumwater Falls Historical Park. It's located just off exit, I think it's 101 or 103 on Interstate 5. But Pat, I want to thank you so much for coming on today. I want to go back to my guests now in Spain. But thank you so much for your beautiful work to help heal the planet.
Yeah, I'd just like to say that if people want to learn more about this, they can go to our website, earthwisdomfoundation.net.
Okay.
And we have a book that teaches about how to do it. You can go on our new book. You can find the book.
Okay, earthwisdomfoundation.net.
.net.
Okay. Thank you so much, Pat. Have a beautiful day and keep up your good
Thank
work
you.
For the planet.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Anyway, about Emma and Jan Erik, we've got about, we have about 8 minutes left, maybe seven, and I wanted for you to share any other messages from your Andromeda friends about how we can make this planet a better place.
Yeah, okay. I'm trying to be a little bit fast then.
Okay.
Well, they are saying that or actions in life should always lead to the peace and the harmony and a deep sense of personal satisfaction and emotional fulfillment. Mm. And when they say that, they don't mean to let the ego lead, but let the heart lead. And this doesn't mean that we will only walk in light. We will also walk in darkness. And when they're talking about light and the darkness, they are talking about what many people are referring to as the yin and the yang. And they're talking about the polarities, because darkness are a complete different thing than dark forces, which I think many people are mistaken. Mm-hmm. So evolving is a part of a process that is taking us into the balance between this darkness and light in us. And the darkness and light can be also translated into the feminine and the masculine energies. And always know that all of this lays within you. And because we have lost in the past our gateway to the 12-string DNA, it had been blocked, so we didn't have access to the bridge between the rest of our self and our consciousness. We have lost our true soul path, and the true soul path is love. And love is the highest energy that exists, is actually the creative energy of creation. Mm-hmm. Love is what many refers to as God.
Right.
And while we are going through ascension, our planet is also going through ascension as well. And that is why we have very often, when we come to a level, when we are starting to activate the 8th and the 9th chakra, very many people are getting spiritually or psychologically attacked. Mm-hmm. But you should just continue. And they're also telling us what we can do in this time.
Right.
And one of the things that many beautiful healers around the world are talking about, and which is so important, is to heal our own wounds and use the force of the water inside of us and outside of us, because we can use the water inside of us to heal ourselves physically, but also emotionally and spiritually.
That's the whole point of the Emoto Peace Project and the Emoto Office, from the work of Dr. Emoto, that we are powerful spiritual beings, and if we think positive thoughts, we can heal ourselves just through our water.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's also important to understand that this unity that everyone is talking about, and I think there are many people having problems to understand that this oneness that people are talking about is actually, when you are, let's say, walking into nature and you are getting into focus inward in yourself, you are connecting to your inner self and your higher self through the soul string that connects to your heart chakra. And when you go into that unity and go up to the higher self, you are actually connecting to the oneness, and the oneness is connected to the collective grid around the world. And this collective grid is connected to the oneness from creation. So when you're connecting to this, you are connecting to the only truth there is. And I would absolutely prefer to connect to that internet instead of, you know, YouTube and Google and all of this internets, because if you're connected to the oneness, you're connected to the truth. There is no lies there. So when you're doing all of this, you are helping yourself to get the energy back into your spirit, back into your body. Spirit is the soul. And you are increasing this and helping it to rise, and the same will happen to the earth. The earth are helping us, and we are helping the earth. And in this way, our DNA will be put on again, turned on again.
Beautiful. Emma, could you please give my many listeners your website, please, if they wanted to contact you or get more information about your wonderful work?
That is whiteavatar.com.
Okay, White Avatar, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, White Avatar.
White Avatar.
Wonderful. And Jan Erik, we've got about a minute to go, and love your comments too for today.
Yeah, I'm so agree with what Emma's saying. Water is the whole issue to understand the conscious level now. Because we are so connected to water And what we learn here in Montserrat, we was here, this was this Napoleon. He was going to Montserrat to find the Holy Grail, didn't find it. And we know the Nazis, one Himmler, did the same, went to Montserrat to try to find the Holy Grail. And the Holy Grail, we are the Holy Grail ourselves, the water inside us.
Wow, that's...
When we accepting the water inside us, it's the purity.
Jan Erik and Emma, I'm so sorry. We've run out of time. Thank you so much for coming on today. Please stay tuned, friends, for a wonderful program about the ancient Inca Indians in the next hour. Thank you so much for coming on today, Emma and Jan Erik. Really appreciate it.